for Brewer Blocks, and it's an opportunity to meet one of the members of InFlight Safety. So introduce yourself.
I'm John Mullane from InFlight Safety.
And you're the lead singer?
Yeah, I'm the lead singer.
So it was a great set tonight, and I didn't expect to be a big crowd.
Yeah, it's our best Ottawa show yet. I think with Graham and Said the Whale, you know, it's the right way to do it, the right way to tour. Like, put your eggs in one basket. Yeah, it was fantastic.
So what kind of tour is this right now?
Well, it's an 8-day tour of Ontario. Plus we had one Montreal show.
So how's it been so far? It's like the second day so far.
This is the second date. Montreal was really good. Like, it was definitely we all agreed it was our best Montreal show to date as well. I'm drinking beer and I'm burping a lot right now. And the Montreal was our best show to date for sure, and we all agreed that. And Ottawa, best show to date. So, God, I don't think we can keep this up. It'd be too insane to have like such, you know, sold out show. I mean, we all would hope that would be the case, but this is fantastic.
Yeah. So how many albums you guys made so far?
We have two full-length records out and one EP that we did like years ago, so we're touring our third record right now. We Are an Empire, My Dear.
And how's the Halifax music scene like?
Halifax music scene is amazing. It's I don't feel as connected as I used to, because now we're on the road so much, and then home you kind of just like lay low when you're home and then you're back in the van. But I love the bands that I'm hearing that are starting, like the new bands that are coming out, and then the bands that have been around a while. There's just so many, and so many great singer-songwriters too. So, I mean, I can think of a bunch of bands like Dog Day, or there's a band called York Redoubt that's really cool, and so many like just fantastic acts. And you know, there's all like the bigger bands like Plaskett. Winter Sleep is from Halifax, and so there's all sorts of great stuff there.
Yeah, because I had a chance to meet a few Halifax singer-songwriters. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you heard of Paper Beat Scissors.
Yeah, I know Tim really well. Tim and I play soccer together all the time and on the Halifax Common. So.
Tanya Davis,
yeah, she's a good friend.
And how about Caledonia?
Caledonia, later. Yeah, Stephen Gates. We're a really small community. You can just tell by my answers that we're really tight, you know? Like, I know all those people really well.
And did you get a chance to do the 2010 Winter Olympics?
We did. We played at the Olympics this year. We did a show at the Atlantic Canadian Pavilion on Granville Island, which was fantastic. The Atlantic Canadian Pavilion was like really, really busy every night. People were just kind of curious about Maritimers showing up to sort of see what it was all about, like taste the seafood and stuff. And then we did one show downtown, and part of the Olympic Committee. They had a bunch of shows that you would see some of them on TV, like on Much Music. They were showing at this venue called the Live City, and we played one of those shows. It was a bit smaller, like it wasn't on TV or anything, but it was really fun.
I mean, did you get to meet Hey Rosetta?
Yeah, Hey Rosetta's good friends of ours. We played with them at the Atlantic Canadian Pavilion.
It's funny because Ben said to Rosetta, you couldn't get into the Atlantic Canada.
It was sold out every night pretty much, and the lineup was between like 200 or 300 people. It was just because people were just curious, and it got a really got a good buzz. So once it started getting the word of mouth, like I think even the New York Times wrote about it, was like the top three pavilion to check out. And I think because of the seafood and the maritime spirit, it really intrigued people.
So what's the favorite song that people like from your albums?
I think people really connect with Model Homes on the last record. Different songs on other records. But yeah, it's sort of a simple country song if you really break it down to what its core is. So yeah, people seem to enjoy that one.
And who are your musical influences growing up?
Growing up, I listened to a lot of 80s music. And maybe then got a little older and hated it, but came back to it now that I'm in my 30s, and I listen to a lot of Radiohead and a lot of the Smiths and some of the British school of music.
That's cool. Yeah. I was thinking maybe it might be making this up, but I was checking you guys last night. I was thinking, are you considered the Coldplay of Halifax?
Yeah, people say that a lot about us, Coldplay of Canada, even, which is flattering. But we certainly I don't think there's too many Coldplay fans in the band, but they're a good band and they're good at what they do. But yeah, we don't really are influenced by Coldplay.
This is like the keyboards seem like it was a Coldplay, like.
Yeah, yeah. People, we get that comparison every now and then, and it's flattering, I guess. You know, one, I guess we'll just take that as a compliment.
Yeah. Trouble that can be named, a tiger's waiting to be tamed, singing. What's your favorite venues so far?
In Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's pretty easy. Zephyr Hutt's tonight. We love playing in Moncton at the Paramount Lounge and the Marquee Club, which is called the Paragon now, but the Marquee Club in Halifax, Seahorse in Halifax, Horseshoe and the Elma Combo in Toronto. So many favorites.
Just probably a popular question. What's your favorite food in Ottawa?
Oh, my God. Right now, it's going to have to go to the garlic corner. What's it called? Garlic corner?
I think it's Garlic Corner or Garlic King.
Garlic Corner, yeah. I think it's called. It's just the shawarma place. We just have been there like 600 times now. It's great.
Yeah, it seems to be shawarma's
popular. The guys are really great there, yeah.
Any funny stories on the tour? Like, cars breaking down or anything?
Well, it's only 2 days in, so not yet.
I mean, previous tours.
Oh, previous tours. Tons of funny stories. Cars break down all the time. It's hard to think of any one, but yeah, there's, you know, snowstorms in the mountains or cars breaking down or people being so drunk we can't get them out of bed after a fun time, you know, at Fernie and Fernie, or just, you know, starting impromptu bands, like 8-piece bands with other bands we're touring with and playing covers, you know, it's all sorts of stuff.
So who uses Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter?
I use a lot of that. Like, I do a lot of the Twitter and Facebook stuff, and everyone else is not on Facebook except for Pat. So.
Yeah. And lastly, any pranks you're going to be pulling off with other bands?
We'll probably, maybe, we'll try to think of something to do to set the whale, or...
Well,
disconnect their trailer from their van, keep it on, like, fastened on loosely, and maybe it'll disconnect in the mountains and maybe just fall off a mountain. Then their gear will be gone and it'll be like, ha ha ha, we just destroyed all your gear. No, I don't really know. I'm going to think of something.
Yeah, so thank you for taking time. And
yeah.
It was a great show tonight.
Thank you for talking to us.
Yeah.